Now, you might remember, should do, from a week ago, the UN Security Council resolution which the United States chose to abstain from. Well, Israel's Prime Minister insists he actually convinced the US to abstain from that ceasefire resolution last week. Ehud Olmert, in an interview in recent days, said the US Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice was left, quote, pretty shamed when she abstained. However, Washington says Olmert's claims simply aren't true. Kath Turner has more.
On January 6, US Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice headed to the United Nations to represent the US in ongoing negotiations for a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. But 2 days later, when it came time for the Security Council to vote, there was one surprising and notable abstention.
Ceux qui s'abstiennent. Merci.
Secretary Rice and the State Department insist that she had already decided to abstain from the vote a day earlier. But now Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert claims he engineered the entire process. In a speech in southern Israel on Monday night before regional leaders, Olmert said 10 minutes before the UN vote, he demanded to speak to US President Bush immediately. Bush was making a speech about education at the time.
More students are learning. An achievement gap is closing.
I said, I don't care. I have to talk to him now. They got him off the podium, brought him to another room, and I spoke to him. I told him, you can't vote in favor of this resolution. He said, listen, I don't know about it. I didn't see it. I'm not familiar with the phrasing. I told him, I'm familiar with it. You can't vote in favor.
Video of Bush's presentation shows he was never interrupted and did not leave the stage early. But Olmert says Bush then called Secretary Rice and told her to abstain.
He gave an order to the Secretary of State, and she did not vote in favor of it. A resolution she cooked up, phrased, organized, and maneuvered for. She was left pretty shamed, abstaining from voting on the resolution.
U.S. government officials have vigorously denied Olmert's version of events.
So this idea that somehow she was turned around on this issue is 100% completely untrue.
Some of what we've seen is not accurate. I'm not going to get into discussing. I know the State Department has done that, and Secretary Rice was asked about it last night, and I don't really have more to add to it.
On Tuesday, a spokesman from Olmert's office, Mark Regev, said the Prime Minister stands by his remarks. The U.S. State Department says there are no plans to contact Olmert about the apparent discrepancies.
The Israeli government, if they feel necessary, they will clarify, correct the record, whatever. I don't know. All I can do is offer the facts as they are from the American side.
That lack of action may leave the impression that Washington's diplomatic decisions are being controlled by its firm and loyal ally, Israel. Kath Turner, Al Jazeera, Washington.
Let's talk more about this and other matters with Mike Hanna, who's live in Jerusalem. It's a funny old story, isn't it, Mike, the way the Prime Minister comes out and so publicly tells the story. But I guess in the end, whether the story is true or not, it's kind of moot because it just underlines the relationship between the two countries. That will always be there.
Yes, well, on the face of it, Kamal, it's a diplomatic blunder of the highest order. If it is indeed true the Prime Minister's version of events is correct, it does, as you say, raise questions about the influence that Israel may wield over the United States, and would, of course, then raise doubts about 8 years of Middle East negotiations that have been directed by the Bush administration. It does add grist to the mill of those who have argued that the U.S. has not and is not an honest broker in these ongoing attempts to broker a Middle East peace. So that is on the one hand. On the other hand, if one accepts the State Department and the White House's version of events, which states quite categorically that Ehud Olmert's recounting of events is incorrect, in other words, that he is lying, then this raises the very issue of Ehud Olmert's credibility as a Prime Minister of Israel, a country waging a war at present in Gaza. This question of credibility, obviously very, very important in terms of seeking some kind of solution, some kind of ceasefire to the ongoing Gaza engagement. So whichever way you look at it, the statement made by Ehud Olmert, a diplomatic blunder of the highest order imaginable, Kamal.
Mike, let's talk about some other issues. We've been talking about diplomacy a lot in this program. Where is Israel at as far as diplomacy goes in the Egyptian plan? Have they actually sent their envoy there yet?
No, there had been plans for a number of days now for the envoy from the Defense Ministry to be sent to take part in those talks. We now understand from several sources that General Amos Gilad, who is very close to the Defense Minister Ehud Barak, may be travelling to Cairo within the next 24 hours. The idea then that he would report back to the security cabinet, who would then debate or discuss whether or not a timetable will be put in place for some kind of ceasefire or an end to those operations in Gaza. But here comes another issue involving the Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert. Media here speculating that he is refusing to convene a security cabinet meeting because he does not want the matter discussed at present. He is intent, say several sources, on pushing ahead with the Gaza engagement. He doesn't want to discuss the matter with cabinet colleagues, in particular the Defense Minister Ehud Barak, who is understood to be in favor of a ceasefire, if only on a short-term basis, to allow those Cairo talks to gain some sort of traction. So certainly Ehud Olmert playing a very central role in events, both with regard to diplomacy involving the United States, and also in terms of his own domestic decisions being taken by his cabinet, if, as the Israeli media is widely reporting, are refusing to convene an immediate meeting of that security cabinet to discuss or debate the ongoing operation in Gaza.
Just briefly, Mike, how does this play out then in Israeli public? Is there a concern that Israel has not fully engaged itself in the diplomatic process yet, or are people in Israel just focusing on the war and, quote-unquote, winning the war?
Well, it's very much that question. The latter, there is still a massive public support for this war in Gaza, for Israel's invasion. There are a few lone voices of opposition, but generally right across the Israeli political spectrum, there's complete and ongoing support for that operation. And just a reflection of that, for example, Ehud Barak, the man directing the operation, a recent Channel 2 Israeli television poll indicates that two times as many people now trust Barak since the operation began. So clearly this invasion of Gaza has great public support and also could influence political developments in Israel in the weeks ahead, remembering that an election is due on February the 10th, Kamal.
Mike Hanna, live in Jerusalem. Mike, thank you for that.